Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's cold. I gotta have to waste a freaking test.
Yep.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
All right. Welcome to The Buzz 24/7, everybody.
What's up?
Good morning.
Or good afternoon. Or good evening.
Mm. Listen, guys, we gotta wrap this up soon because I'm getting into somebody else's TV time and it's gonna interfere with mine later on. Yeah. I didn't realize there were so strict rules.
Scotty is home with a breakthrough, and just seems nicer. Seems like a positive thing to say you got the breakthrough, as opposed to Scotty's got COVID.
When you think about it, I dodged it for 2 years.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, there were times when I wondered if I had it, you know, and I've taken several tests. So, how did you come to the decision of who had what TV time?
Usually, let's see. I usually lay in the morning. So a lot of times Amy would come out and she'd take over the television and she'd have it. And then she'd get bored and then we'd swap. But see, due to the fact that I've been doing this all morning, keeping myself busy, I am exhausted.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about
you. No, I have a feeling.
I'm just thinking about you laying in.
Can you imagine? He lays in when he doesn't have the breakthrough.
I
can't even imagine what time. Yeah. If on a weekend, like what time do you wake up on Sunday morning?
Are your muscles sore? You got sore, achy?
Yep.
Achy, breaky, big mistake?
My knees and ankles are killing me.
Oh, so you've been walking a lot, running, jogging?
Or drumming?
But he has been running.
Oh, okay. So that's what's causing the sore muscles, nice. Yeah.
All right. Any questions, Kelly?
You've been running?
Kelly.
No.
No, I thought maybe he didn't start.
All of a sudden, he gets sick and decides to become healthy.
No, I thought maybe he started before.
Yeah, right. No. All right. Well, anyway, so there's the.
I was about to applaud you.
Yeah, but he's not. He's taking back the applause. He's not going to give it to you. So you lay about in the morning. So Amy gets the TV in the morning. So you're cutting into her TV time.
Yep.
What is she?
Yep.
What is she watching now? Is she in bed?
What's up for the day, hon? TV wise. Last two Hallmark Christmas movies. And then we're moving on to, Valentine's Day has got to be right around the corner.
Oh, yeah. Sure, you think they'd be loading those up. Yeah, right now.
Can you ask her if the last two movies, is it the one where a guy comes to town and a local business is being taken over by a big company and they think they're going to help him they're actually going to put him out of business and fire everybody, but he falls in love with the shop owner who's really cute and just happens to be single. Go ahead.
Is any of these movies about a man coming to town who's going to take over the business and the woman's suffering and somehow they fall in love? Okay. No.
Because
these are different ones.
Oh,
no.
Really?
No.
Different ones. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I'm skeptical.
All right. Okay.
But I usually have them figured out in the first 7 minutes and then I add
about
my dirty take to it and she's like, you're not making this fun.
A competing bookstore is going to pull in across the street and they meet in the park and they hate
and
each
other. The woman who's running the inn, her niece.
Oh, right.
Who's recently divorced.
Right. Who's unbelievably good looking and
hot,
you think, oh my God, who would ever divorce her? She's not only lovely and beautiful, she's a loving person. And yet she somehow found the one asshole who doesn't recognize something like that when he's got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. But then the rich guy.
You, Yeah. Okay. You got them all figured out. Well, but like I said, I think we're also falling into that time where I think the Hallmark Channel's doing some of their Brooke Shields has a flower shop, but at the same time, she mm-hmm. wants to solve crimes. And,
yeah. Well, that makes sense. That's cool. That makes total sense. I love that when we talk about the Hallmark stuff, Laura has no frame of reference at all.
I've never... And I tried, you guys had told me all these Christmas stories that I should really watch, and it was my goal at some point to watch one, and I still haven't found the Hallmark Channel. Somewhere.
Next year.
Like, when you hang out with
the girls,
actual women.
The girls.
Do you ever feel like, do they ever talk about that stuff, or you know, are they more like you?
No, they don't talk about it. They probably watch, I know they watch it, but they don't talk about it in front of me. When the girls come over, I usually... And it's
run
funny.
Everything.
Have so many they, planned arts and crafts that they don't even have a chance to talk.
No, they and my sister-in-law tells me she when I had COVID, she couldn't come over, obviously, and she would text me on Sundays and she'd be like, "I just miss sitting at the bar watching you cook." I put on sports and she'll just sit and watch me cook all day. And my neighbor, same thing. She'll just come over. They sit at the bar. They watch me cook. I make them try the food that I'm making, and and they let me have football on.
I'd stop by all the time.
So that's what they do, and then. Yeah, it's not even...
Well, I just didn't know. I didn't know if you hung out with girly girls. You know, ones that were like, "Oh my God, I can't believe that this happened on our shows." And you were like the one that felt like odd. But it seems like really, you know, if they do, they don't acknowledge it in front of you.
Yep, they do not bring it up in front of me. They know that when they come over on the TV that... Because I'm always in the kitchen. I'm not usually sitting in the living room. It's either Chopped or it's sports. And they... We'll sit there and they think it's great. They'll walk in and I'll be cooking, watching Chopped, and then I just feed them food the whole time and say, "Try this. Tell me what it needs." And it's fun.
Yeah.
So.
Sure it is.
All right. Well, there you go. Yep. All right. Well, you got a good day ahead of you, Scotty. You got a good day ahead of you. So
I'm hoping, Greg, to squeeze in time for this sucker right here.
Jackass number 2, unrated, the unrated edition. Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping to squeeze
in. Will Amy sit through any of that with you?
She is okay with Jackass until they start getting involved and throwing up and it's anywhere like near like time to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
No.
All right. Well, there you go. Good times.
What do you got going on today, Greg? What do you got going on?
Today?
Eagles?
No, it depends on with the snow. It depends. I mean, I don't know if the snow gets heavy. I may go out and shoot. I was out
light stuff.
Yeah, I don't know, but I mean,
it's just light stuff,
right? But in the sense of how it looks falling, you know what I mean. It may not amount to anything, but if I'm going to go out and take pictures, it's got to be the right way. Yesterday, I went out and was lucky enough to catch some eagles flying around, and it was pretty neat. Like 5 minutes, it was furious. I took 300 images in 5 minutes.
Whoa. And then you leave after 5 minutes, or did you sit there and watch?
I waited for a little bit, and I got my fill. I was like, man, I didn't have to go. People think you're like, they think, and Scotty always jokes about, oh, there's eagles everywhere. You're right. They're everywhere now. You don't have to go that far, you know? And you just got to know where to go and know how to approach them and know how to be, you know, safe distance, not to disturb them. You can get great pictures of them. It's not hard.
For the longest time, Greg knows, he's going to know on our way home, left-hand side used to be a drive-in theater.
Yeah.
That every once in a while, I saw one around that area a lot.
Well, they're on Great Bay. There are eagles on Great Bay.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
it's got a Walmart, the remains of a Walmart bag, the blue bag. Talent.
I never said last year, but there was an eagle's nest that I would watch, you know, when I go to these places, different places, and I see this eagle's nest. And one day I get there and I'm looking up and I'm like, son of a bitch. There was a friggin' Walmart bag on the top of the eagle's nest.
Oh, boy.
And I never said anything because I didn't want Scotty to go yakking off about it. Because they pick up stuff to line their nest. And they just picked it up. And I'm like, it's a fucking Walmart bag on an eagle's nest. Well. You can't take a picture of a beautiful bald eagle with a friggin' Walmart bag.
Sell it back to Walmart. Greg. Good advertising for
them. No, it's not.
No, it's not good.
Not good advertising at all.
Maine has outlawed the plastic bags. I don't know about Vermont, but I know New Hampshire. You know, it's probably going to be on the docket soon.
Yeah. Was bumming me out. Aww. I couldn't go. I stopped doing it.
We had one at school pickup the other day. We were outside the school in Manchester, and my buddy goes, "Oh," and the eagle, like, dark shadow right over us, heading right towards the river.
Yeah, and there's a golden eagle too that's being seen up around there too. I'm not on the hotline, by the way, because the bird people. I'm telling you, I went to I can say this because the 24/7. I was up in a place to shoot a sunrise at this harbor that I really love in Maine. And this rare Steller's sea eagle, which comes from China and Russia. And I only learned that from reading it. I didn't know anything about this bird.
Yep.
Apparently got lost and made its way across the United States and now is up in Maine. People are coming from all over the country to see this thing. So I'm there to shoot the sunrise. The sun comes up, and 5 minutes after it's done, I turn around, and a place that is normally empty has 100 people there, with more coming in. You know, at the end of Field of Dreams, when they said they'll come, and they pan back and you see
all
that's
the cars.
That's what it was. Yep. And the day before, there was 500 people up there in this little town, beautiful little town, just running all over people's property looking for these friggin' eagles. And I'm like, one eagle. And I'm like, I can't be a part of that. I don't want to be a part of that, all those people. And then some guy, and there's always some douche. I don't care what you like, whether it's a band, whether it's running, whether it's whatever it is that you do, there's always somebody that just douches up the thing, you know? And there's this one guy, this poor woman, looks in these, and I know bird watching isn't for anybody, but just substitute what you love for this, all right? So this woman has binoculars. She's looking across the bay. She's like, I see it. She's all excited. So I got a pretty big lens on, right, in my camera because I had it with me. So I look, and I'm like, I think it's a duck. It's not. But I'm not going to – I mean, I'm not going to say anything. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. So I just stand there, and I just kind of don't say anything. And some guy comes over. Do you see it? Do you see it? Where is it? And the guy's all dressed out in camo. This is what I don't get. You're a bird watcher. You're standing next to a bright red Chevy truck. You think the camo's going to freaking hide you, chief? Mm. Holy shit. And so anyway, the woman – I get passionate about this because the woman is excited. Right? First time she sees this thing everybody's been looking for. Yep. And this guy is kind of aggressive. And he says, where? Pulls up his lens and he turns around and he goes, it's a friggin' duck. And like he yells at her.
Aww.
And I wanted to clock the son of a bitch. But he was like three times my size, believe it or not. He was a big dude. And I'm like, dude, come on. Yeah. Poor woman, you got a friggin'. But there's always some obnoxious dick.
So the dick said it was a duck.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I don't want to be a part of that, and that's why I don't hang out in crowds like that. I'll go find something by myself. I don't want to be a part of that. I'd love to see the bird.
Yeah, and the photos that you're taking are just fine. That you're not suffering from that. You don't need to be part of that that group.
Yeah,
Kelly. It's like you know what? You know what? You the scene you just gave me in my head. I'm picturing when they put the $5,000 for the shark. I'm picturing all those peckerheads climbing in their boats in the movie Jaws.
That's what it is.
They got dynamite. That's what it is. That's what I'm picturing.
Yep. That's what it is. Now, take the bird watching out of it, which 99% of the bird people, nicest people you'll ever meet. I don't really – I go out and I will photograph birds, but I'm not hanging out and on the chat lines. They get text messages and chains, and if you don't tell me where you saw an eagle, I'm pissed at you. I'm good.
Yeah,
but now, switch out the hobby of the profession. Bands. Who's the asshole in the bands? There's always some guy, when there's a bill of like three or four bands, right, who's got to be that guy who thinks he's kick-ass, and he thinks he's friggin', you know, Kirk Hammett
or
whatever.
Yeah. We're headlining. We're headlining.
Right?
Yep. I'm fine.
Same thing.
I'm old.
Yeah.
I'd love to go on first or second.
I'll go on at four.
By the time your band is done playing, I've peed for the third time at home.
What about in what you do? Like, I don't know, Kelly, you know, if there are people in your hobby. I mean, running, betting. I mean, are there people, no matter what the hobby or whatever, profession or whatever, there's always somebody who's just a jerk. Who are the jerks in the betting world?
Guys that just talk about their big wins all the time. They never mention the losses.
Yeah. Right.
A lot of gamblers like that. They just, I got that. That was a no-brainer. Nothing's a no-brainer. Stop it.
Yeah.
And tell me about your losses last week.
Right.
So I'll tell you about mine.
Right, right.
That's real, baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I agree with you, Kelly. There's a lot of people that are just like, I won this. I'm like, well, I lost. But then the next week, I tell everything. Oh, bad weekend, good weekend.
Now, what about the circles that you travel in, whether or not it's a hobby or whether or not it's just life? Are there people? Because no matter what, like, obviously, you identify with Kelly in the pools.
Yes.
There's that guy. Like, you know what I don't get about pools? Last thing I want to do is talk friggin' trash. Oh, my God.
Oh, but it's fun when it's buddies.
That's the whole point of it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't like it.
Suck.
Same thing. Yeah, and when you're like doing fantasy and stuff, the best, like, when Jeff and I play each other one week, it's, like, awesome because, and even with Kelly's pool, Jeff's in it, I'm in it, and in the beginning of the year, like, I won 3 weeks, I think, to start off the year was in first, and now Jeff's in first, so it's like non-top talk smack talk in our house, and I love
it. Have a little fun with it.
Yeah.
I love competition, and I love it like with us or whatever. You beat me, oh, that's cool. But I mean, I had too many friends that were just absolutely over the top obnoxious about the trash talk.
Like, if you do it fun,
yeah. I don't know. I got no energy for it. You know?
I like to smack talk.
But no matter what you do, there's always.
I got no energy either.
There's always an asshole. There's always some type of person that makes, it's the downside of doing whatever it is, you know. You wouldn't expect birders to be aggressive, and 99% of them are not. Lovely people.
Crazy bird people.
Really into it, though, man.
Oh, I'm supposed to tell you something. I don't know what kind of birds. It's a male and female something at my dad's house. You know, my dad's a bird guy.
Yeah.
You gotta tell Greg. I got. I don't know.
The birding, I'm not.
Like, sure. Yep. I'll tell him. I don't know.
I follow eagles because they're magnificent. They're huge.
And nothing says America like eagles.
You're damn right, man. Even when they're happy, they're mad. They look at you. You look at an owl, Kelly, they can play, they can smile, stuff like that. Eagles, No.
Team America.
Yeah, exactly.
Owls smile? I always see them looking dour.
Kelly, if you go to my page and you look, yesterday I got a photograph of these eagles. I don't know if I put it here. I don't know if I have it on my phone. As I was taking a picture of a bald eagle flying directly at me with a giant stick, it was refurbishing the nest. There were three ducks flying behind it in a straight line. So there's the eagle, and right above it, there's three ducks in the background, out of focus. But it was like, holy shit, it was crazy. Anyway, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know. He was excited. Like, last year, he had the male and female indigo bunting, and he was so excited.
It's a big deal.
Okay. He goes, hun.
Those are blue.
Oh.
Yeah.
And well, except the female has a little red. He was so excited to have the male and female indigo bunting. And you gotta tell Greg. I got him on my bird feeder. I can't even believe. And I'm like,
oh. I've never had him. I wouldn't know if they flew to my bird feeder.
I think you would know.
Well, I get excited seeing a red cardinal on a snowy day. It's great.
Red cardinal, the male, is the pretty one.
All female, birds.
Yeah. So you can attract the chicks, right?
Yeah.
All birds on the male are the pretty ones. Females look like crap.
We got a lot of, I don't want to, if I talk about this, you're going to make fun of me, but I can't.
We're never going to make fun of you.
We got bluebirds. We have a lot of chickadees and nuthatches, and we also have a lot of woodpeckers and cardinals.
Love
and
woodpeckers.
Bluebirds, like I said, bluebirds and other stuff. But
as long as they're not too close to the house.
A lot of woodpeckers. A lot of woodpeckers. So anyway, but I don't follow those birds like I follow eagles. The only ones I look at.
Yeah, my dad doesn't follow them in the sky, but he just gets excited about his bird feeder.
Yeah. I'd be excited if it was an indigo bunting, but
because those are blue. Those are blue you got.
Just the male, I think. The female, I think, because females are they make the female birds a little uglier.
I used to rag on our buddy, the Dr. Brock, because he's a huge birder, and I used to rag on him like, what are you, friggin' 90? And next thing you know, you hang out with him, right? And he notices stuff, and you kind of look at how excited he gets, and you're like, well, that is a pretty bird, actually. Yeah. And then the next thing you know, you're walking, and you're like, hey, a cardinal just flew by me. And then you start noticing more and more all these other things, and they're right at your house. And you're going, oh, cool.
Oh, yeah. I do this, and my dad gets...
I never said it was cool.
No,
it is cool.
It's cool.
You get sucked in, man.
My mom, she looks at me, and she rolls her eyes, because every Sunday when I'm over there, he has to point out, oh, the tufted titmouse. Okay, great.
I got a lot of those.
You got tons of tufted titmouses.
I got a little tufted.
I look at my mom and she goes, Dave, she doesn't care.
Yeah.
She doesn't care about your birds, but he tells me all about them.
Yeah, yeah. Tufted titmouse got a lot of those. A lot of those. But anyway, so thank you for making me talk about that.
No.
I like it.
It's all good.
I know it's going to come
back. Makes you happy. It's your happy place.
It's a
place of that bird over there.
Look,
it's blue. Oh, no shit.
I don't know bird kinds. I don't. I know the kind that come to my house. That's it. That's all I do. I'm not. I want to say I'm
those
not.
Those are the rich birds.
I'm not a birder. I want to say that, but I am. I am interested. I do look at them, but I don't go looking for them. That's a different thing. Okay? So, anyway.
Well, you know what? It was nice being with you guys today.
It was nice being with you. It was nice to
I
have
missed
you.
You.
Nice to
I'm
have
sweaty.
You.
Sweaty. All right. I'm hot.
All right. Well, go take a nap. Go take a nap. You've earned it today. Okay.
Take your ibuprofen. Keep your fever down.
All right.
All right. We'll do my best.
We'll keep your parking spot here for you, buddy.
And
thank you.
Yeah. You'll always have a place with us. Okay.
Okay. That all about? Didn't. No, I needed to be nervous about.
No, if you're sick, I'm just saying. You're always. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry about it. It's all good.
All right.
You look good. I'll call Pat and tell him you're okay. And then I'll tell him how Amy's all right. All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, we'll see you. Thanks, everybody, for checking out the Buzz 24/7. That's actually a subject we can bring up on the air, too.
Birds?
No, no, no. Like the assholes in what it is you do. Every hobby has the jerk, right? Photography? Certainly does. Bands? Certainly does.
Absolutely.
Gambling? Certainly does. Maybe it'll do that. All right. Thanks for checking in with the Buzz 24/7 today. We will see you tomorrow.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.